to order. Ms. Coronado, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Eugene Conner.
Here.
Councilmember Joan Hansen.
Here.
Councilmember Shirley Dowdy.
Here.
Mayor Ronald Ertley.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Anna Klein.
Here.
Councilmember Douglas Dunn.
Here.
City Staff Richard Marsh. City Manager Ashley Coronado. City Clerk Andy Heratic. Public Works Director Britt Hansen. City Attorney.
Thank you. Item number one, discussion of possible approval of a resolution R-16-10 declaring and adopting the results of the general election held on November the 8th, 2016 and ordering the recordation of the resolution. Do we have a motion?
Mayor, I move to approve resolution R-16-10 declaring and adopting the results of the general election held on November 8th, 2016 and ordering the recordation of the resolution.
I second.
We have a motion and a second to approve resolution R-16-10 declaring and adopting the results of the general election held on November the 8th, 2016 and ordering the recordation of the resolution. Ms. Coronado, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Connors?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Dowdy?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Dunn?
Aye.
Mayor Ertley?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Item number two, interview by the mayor and council of the candidates for the vacant one council position. And so what I would recommend at this point, the various candidates, however the process would be as far as the order of the interviews, but I think we only have three out of the four here, if I'm not mistaken. So I think maybe either among yourselves or draw straws or who goes first or who goes last, but my office is available for the, and it's somewhat warm in there. I turned the heater on about an hour ago, so it should be okay. You might want to sit in there. So however we want to do that, or however you all want to do that, we can make those arrangements. So,
Mayor?
Council member?
I suggest that we go by the order here. I believe that that was the order in which the letters were submitted.
Okay, we can do that. Is that satisfactory to the candidates? Okay. So I would imagine that Frank Davis will go first. And so Ms. Cougar?
Krieger.
Okay. And Mr. Cullman, you might want to wait in the mayor's office. I took all the paintings down. There's not a whole lot to look at in there right now. So without further ado, Mr. Davis, would you want to come up to the seat there? Okay. First off, let me say from the mayor and council, I want to extend our appreciation to you and the other candidates, of course, for wanting to serve our city. We have a few questions to ask, one from each council person and myself. And I know sometimes this might be a little nerve-wracking, as usually there's no perfect answer. And the council, we certainly understand this, and I'm sure I'm speaking for all of them. So to the best you can, just be yourself. Okay. And we're going to start off with Council Member Connors.
Thank you, Mayor. Hey, Frank, how are you?
I'm well, Gene.
May I call you Frank?
You may.
Yeah, thanks. It's nice to see you again. I really appreciate you applying for the appointment. I really do.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Tell Edda I said hi. Hey, you know, as we plow through the budget that we've already adopted and we're implementing and we're spending as we see fit, you know, what priorities do you see the city needs to, prioritize? You know, in your, you know, two or three. Not, you don't have to go through a litany, but just the first.
As far as the budget's concerned.
Yeah, yeah. Where do you see money being spent going forward, Frank?
Well, as I understand, the pension is the biggest weight on our budget. Is that correct?
It's a big burden.
So that's the elephant in the room.
You know, it's a burden, but you know, we're in good company. Every single community has an unfunded budget, probably, save for, you know,
right,
a couple of dozen in the country. But just going forward, you know, and you don't have to be so specific, but,
well,
what, you know, what floats your boat?
I think we need to address, of course, infrastructure.
Yeah.
And issues of parking in Old Bisbee and that type of thing.
Okay. And broaden it out a little bit for, you know, that's OB, but, you know, what about the whole city?
Well, the whole city in general, we need to, with our school systems, you know, work on that, try to improve that. You know, if there's some way that, I don't know if that directly relates to our budget, but, you know, that's something I would see that we'd want to concentrate on.
Okay. Thanks, Frank.
Councilmember Hansen.
Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Davis, first of all, let me apologize because I called you Frank. And I know who you are, but anyway, I'm very glad that you're here this evening. My question is, what skills and attributes do you think make you the right person for council?
Well, I think that I have a background of community service. I was brought up, my parents were very active in their community. I'm from a small community in Maine. And growing up, they were active in the church. My father was scout master, and my mother was a town treasurer. So I have a, you know, kind of a heritage of working in community projects and things like that. So it's always, I've always felt that wherever I live, I want to be involved with it. You know, I feel that it's a, kind of a duty to be involved. Otherwise, you don't have a say in what goes on in the community. And I think that I've been two terms on the design review board, and I've worked hard to make that board not be adversarial to the community, but to work with the people that come before us and find solutions to the things that they want to do. And I think that I'm a good, as I stated in my letter, a good listener. I've had people come in before as chair and want to vent and let them vent and then try to address their issues. And also, and that requires patience as well. So I think those are attributes that would serve me well on the council.
Thank you.
Councilmember Dowdy.
Good evening. Good afternoon. Not evening yet. What do you hope to accomplish for Bisbee? And if you are chosen to be a counselor for Ward 3?
For
Ward 1.
I'm sorry. For Ward 1.
Well, what I'd like to see for Bisbee is that we become a sustainable community and that people will want to stay here in the community and build it and find it, you know, have children and have job opportunities and so that we become a sustainable community. And, you know, and improve our school system is part of that program as well, you know, to attract people to the community and such. So.
Councilmember Klein.
Hi, Mr. Davis. The City of Bisbee is a charter city. Have you familiarized yourself with the city charter?
I have not looked at the city charter.
Thank you.
Councilmember Dunn.
Yes, Frank. What prior experience have you had working with the City of Bisbee or the City Council?
Well, as I stated, I've been on the Design Review Board for two terms, and I'm coming to the end of my second term. And that's been interesting, and we have a good group there. I've done a lot of good things there, I think, to help bring that committee along. Also, I've been involved with Bisbee NACO stand-up. It used to be Rebuilding Bisbee. I was on their board and spent a lot of time working with them and doing community projects with them. And in doing that, I saw that there's a lot of people really come out for those Bisbee stand-up NACO work days that we have. And that shows me that we've got a lot of people that want to be involved in our community and want to, you know, do good things. As I stated in my letter, that's why I see one of the greatest resources we have in Bisbee is our citizenry, our people. And you know, they've made this city great in the 1900s and can do it again. We need to vest them in our city, so they don't feel apart from the government. You hear that so often that people feel alienated. You know, it's the government's over here and we're over here. I want people to feel that they're part of it, that they have a say in it. And that's what I tried to do with the design review board, is bring everybody, have everybody have a piece of it. And as people come before us, you know, vest them in it too. I think that people move to Old Bisbee mainly for the historical aspect. So that's one of the aspects they move there. So when they come before our board, they they really want to participate and work with us.
Thank you. And my question is, what do you believe, Mr. Davis, is the most important issue facing the city of Bisbee, and why would you might think that?
I think economics is probably the most important issue. Yeah, we need to find a way to, again, to give people opportunities for work. I mean, a lot of us up in Old Bisbee are semi-retired, and so we're not really, you know, we don't need jobs. But if you go to San Jose, Warren, people need jobs, and good jobs. You know, what can sustain their families. And we don't have to become a, you know, a huge metropolis. I would not want to see that for Bisbee. But I'd like to see Bisbee grow somewhat and be sustainable and maintain the flavor of the small town that it has now. I'm from a small town. I enjoy that, and I think a lot of people that come here also enjoy that. And we wouldn't want to see that go, but we've got to always got to meet find a happy medium. And so I think economics is a biggest issue.
Okay, thank you. Well, this concludes the questions to you from the council. I'm speaking for the council as a whole. We want to thank you, Mr. Davis, for applying to this council seat and wanting to serve your community. That's very noble of you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. And
probably going to mispronounce your name.
Krieger.
Krieger.
Krieger. It's like K-R-E-E-G-E-R, sir.
Okay.
So Krieger.
Okay.
And
I'll probably have.
If you mispronounce it, it's not a big deal.
I probably. I'm familiar with that. Trust me.
Don't worry.
Okay. Would you like to have a seat?
Sure.
First off, Ms. Krieger, the mayor and council, we want to extend our appreciation to you for wanting to serve our city. We have a few questions to ask, one from each council person and myself. And I know this can sometimes be a little nerve-wracking, perhaps, as usually there is no perfect answer. The council understands this, so just be yourself, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to interview me.
Oh, absolutely. We'll start off with Councilmember Connors.
Thank you, Mayor. Hey, say your first name.
Beth.
That's much simpler to pronounce.
Beth Ann or Beth is fine.
No, Beth. I'm going to say Beth, if you don't mind.
Absolutely, sir.
Great. Thanks for coming. Thanks for applying. Really appreciate it. It's just one third of the town, Ward 1, but it's where we live. So I appreciate you applying. I really do. And you know, we adopted the budget in June-ish, and now we're absolutely pouring through it and trying to spend the money that we said we would. What do you think your priorities are when it comes to the city budget going forward? Just a couple, you know, the first one, two, or three, your priorities where you think you want to push.
Okay, well, first of all, I realize I've been a city council member And I realize that one council person alone has no power. We work together. So, and I'm the type that I don't necessarily want to push what my own agenda is. So in order to fairly answer that question, I would want to spend a little time with the council. I have looked at the budget. I've looked through the budget. But I would want to spend some more time with the council and the mayor and then some of the folks in the ward to get some feedback on what they feel are priorities and what are important. I can tell you personally, I really appreciate the paving project because I live on a very bumpy street. And that might not be the answer you're looking for, but I think there are a lot of worthy things that the budget, and I know it's a finite budget.
Give me something else you like.
Something yeah. else that
I heard what you said, but I want to know where you're coming from.
Where I'm coming from, okay. One thing that I feel is important for a small town is to make sure that we continue to have revenue. So I would really be interested in supporting things that are going to help us bring in some revenue. Because I know with the town that I was in, there was a lot of out-migration. And when you have out-migration or an older population, that's good, but it's negative because you're losing a lot of young people, you're losing jobs, and those types of things. So, and I'm in the field of education, so I feel it's important to, if you're going to have a sustainable community, to have, go ahead.
Finish your thought.
Oh, if you have a sustainable community, it's nice to have a diversity of population, be able to retain some young people, be able to have revenue stream coming in, and be able to afford the things that a town needs, such as waste disposal, roads, infrastructure, all the things that a town would need.
You piqued my interest a little bit, or not a little bit, but a lot, in that although we don't have much influence on the city, the BUSD, Bisbee Unified School District,
right.
You know, we do have to work hand in glove with them. So,
yes.
So, and if you're from an educational background,
yes, sir.
Tell me what's your passion and how do you think it connects or how it hooks up? How it can move us forward?
Okay, meaning what my passion
you
is?
And your experience with public, with, you know, with education
okay.
and what you're applying for and what you've just said.
Okay. So my background is education. I've been K-12, I've been community college, and I've even taught overseas at a university in China. And I feel that education myself is the key out of poverty. I see poverty, particularly on the border. I think having a good education and getting a good education is the key for people to get out of poverty. I think when people have a better education, I think the statistics show that when they have a better education, they're able to finish high school, for example, their quality of life is a lot better than somebody, let's say, who has unfortunately dropped out in the seventh grade, maybe to take care of an ailing parent, or maybe they have to help a single parent win the bread for the table. So I'm very passionate about education. I work at the college. I'm all for making sure that folks are able to get to the college and have accessibility. That's why I'm in the community college, mm-hmm. because we're open access. And if you can have an educated populace, not meaning everybody's a doctor or a PhD, because then nobody has jobs, and then that's another problem. But having that and then tapping into that to help build a city, I think is important. In order to work with the education board, the Bisbee Unified Education, because I realize that that's a separate entity and they receive taxes and then they work overseas, I think it's really important for us to have opportunities for the students, for example. I know that we have internships for our students. That might be something where some of the high school students would be able to do an internship with a local business and get interested in it. But again, I'm not on that board, so I wouldn't want to come in and say, hey, you've got to do this without talking with them and seeing what their goals are, too. And again, I'm not trying to be vague. It's just I found that if you come in driving with, gosh, I got to do this, once you get in and you learn some more information, you're like, man, maybe that wasn't such a good idea.
Thanks.
Councilmember Hanson.
Good evening, Beth. And you mind if I call you Beth?
No, not at all.
What skills and attributes do you think make you the right person for this position?
I think I have several skills that would lend themselves well to being a city council person. Again, I mentioned I've been a city council person. when I was a city council person. The ward that I was in was one of the poorest wards. I believe I mentioned in my letter of introduction that myself and the other council person who was in the ward really wanted to hear from the residents in our ward. So we started having, I'd say every month, sometimes it was every couple months, depending on the weather, because this was in Montana. We would invite the citizens of the ward to meet with us and discuss some of their concerns and what was bothering them. So I think listening and having had the experience on a city council, when I was on the city council, I was on the finance committee. We had a finance committee. I think the skills that I learned with that, as well as being a college administrator, have helped me learn to manage budgets and be very frugal. I myself am very fiscally conservative, and I don't like to waste money. I really feel overseeing the taxpayers' money is an important duty and an important job. Some other skills that I bring that I think would really help is I have enthusiasm for giving back. I really enjoy volunteering, and I really enjoy giving back to a community or giving back to a group or giving back to people. And I feel that in this role, I would be able to do that. And I felt the city council job that I held in Montana, I have to tell you, it was so much fun. I almost liked it better than my real job, and I like my real job very much. So I get a lot of reward myself out of serving people. I like to work with other people. I like to learn new perspectives, so I think that would help too. And I like to be aware of big picture items. And I'm very enthusiastic and willing to learn. I know I don't have all the answers, and the day that I do, I hope somebody gives me a good push out the door. Did that answer your question, ma'am?
It did. Thank you.
Councilmember Dowdy.
Hi.
Good evening.
What do you hope to accomplish for Bisbee if you are chosen to be a counselor for Ward 1?
Okay, what do I hope to accomplish for Bisbee? Well, the first thing is I would hope that I would serve Bisbee in the best I possibly could, in the ward the best I possibly could. Otherwise, there's no point in being a council person. I would like to have, living in Ward 1, I see some positives and some negatives that I would like to have an influence on. Again, of course, with the help of the whole council, because I'm realize that one person has no power and can't do it on their own. But one issue that I've seen in Old Bisbee is some of the houses that I see that are around, and nobody's occupying them, and they're running down. I wish I had the money to fix them up. I can see how beautiful they would be and how that could bring more people in, and it makes me sad to see that. So I think it would be really good to be able to address that. Another thing I see in terms of some of my neighbors, I don't see as many mental health services here as I would like to see. And I think there are some real opportunities there to serve some of the population that has mental health issues or other types of health issues as well. So those are a few of the things that I would like to serve.
Councilmember Klein.
Ms. Krieger, I hope I said that right.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Welcome. The City of Bisbee is a charter city. Have you familiarized yourself with the city charter?
I have read the city charter several times. I could not sit here and recite it for you.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Councilmember Dunn.
Yes, thank you for being an applicant. What prior experience have you had working with the City of Bisbee or the City Council?
With the City of Bisbee and the City Council, I've been here 2 years, so I haven't had much of an opportunity, but I do volunteer work. I'm a member of Rotary, and I'm hoping that this would give me an opportunity to do that. And in cities that I've been in the past, for example, the one where I was a City Council person, I've also served on art boards or other Kiwanis, those types of service groups and other. I was in Montana also. I was on the State Historic Preservation Board. So in terms of serving Bisbee and the city itself, I've only been here a couple years, and I've been trying to get into my new job and get into Bisbee, and then hopefully now I feel it's a good opportunity for me to come and serve. So no, I haven't been a council member here, and I haven't held office here, and I don't currently.
And finally, Ms. Krieger, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, got it right.
You did
you
better than I.
Well, my name usually takes about five times. What do you believe is the most important issue facing the city of Bisbee, and why would you might think that?
Probably the most important issue facing the city of Bisbee is one that faces a lot of small and rural areas in the whole United States, and that's revenue and budget. And that's just my own opinion. And it's always good to have more citizens that want to help and want to serve, too. But they can help fill in where you don't have some money.
Yeah.
You can persuade them to do so.
Thank you very much. That concludes our questions. The council, we all want to thank you for applying for this open council seat, and I personally think it's quite noble that people really want to serve their community. And so, once again, I speak for the entire council. We appreciate you applying for this particular position. Thank you.
Great. Thank you all very much. I appreciate your time.
First off, I want to, from the mayor and council, we want to extend our appreciation to you for wanting to serve our city. We have a few questions to ask, and one from each council person and myself. And I know this can be sometimes a little nerve-wracking, perhaps, as usually there is no perfect answer, and the council understands this, so try as you can, just be yourself, Mr. Coleman. Okay. So,
do you want any introductory remarks? Or?
No, we don't have that tonight.
Okay.
But we're going to start off with the questioning with Mr. Connors, Councilmember Connors.
Thanks, Mayor. Do you have something you want to say?
No, I was just going to introduce myself.
Do. Please do. Please. Say your name, where you live, and introduce yourself.
My name is George Cullinan. I live at 1325 West Highway 80, which was formerly 424 Roberts. But the city changed my address because my mother-in-law was living with us and she had problems. We called 911 and they were down there and had to walk up 58 steps to get to my house. I have a driveway right off the highway, so the city changed my address. Been here, moved here in 2010, bought our home in 2007. I became involved with the community through the Chiricahua Community Health Center and the Historical Mining Museum. So I'm on the board of directors of both of those. So I guess my resume pretty well tells you what I did. The one thing that I was proud of, in 1990, I was named the Small Businessman of the Year for Region 9, which is Arizona, Nevada, and California, and had an all-expense-paid trip to Washington to go through the White House and the Capitol, and had a flag flown over the Capitol in my name, all that stuff. So anyway, I was proud of that. So I didn't get Businessman of the Year, but I did get Region 9. So other than that, I guess that's the end of that.
Hey, George, thanks. I'm Gene. You mind if I call you George?
No, and I'll give
you we're
call
neighbors.
Gene.
Yeah, we're neighbors. If I don't park on Brophy, I park on Roberts.
Oh, okay.
So, And now you park on Highway 90 or Highway 80.
Yeah, our driveway is right up there, but
I know
I've been
exactly
up and down those steps. So.
Yeah, I know exactly where you are. So, welcome to the end of the street there on Roberts.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, thanks for applying. I appreciate it. I really do. And your resume does speak to your involvement, and we appreciate that. At least I do. You know, I love this town. I like the people that I've met, you know, over the 24 years I've been here. I'm not from here, and I'm reminded that, you know, almost seasonally. But we in Ward 1, we come and go. We come and go. So, you know, as we adopted a budget back in June, the city of Bisbee, and and we are doing our best to spend the money that we said we're going to spend, and a lot of it's been on public works, streets, and infrastructure, and things like that. A lot of other expenditures.
You can see that, by the way, driving around.
Yeah, sure. So being relatively new, you know, what priorities come to mind to you that the city might want to adopt with some fresh eyes?
With my priority, frankly, is jobs, the economy. I mean, I created a business where I started out with 3 people, ended up with over 200. And it, to me, when I look at Bisbee, and I'm aware of the public pension problems and things like that, what I see for Bisbee is whatever we can do to attract businesses to the community, whether it's through tax incentives or some kind of break on land or whatever have you. But that's really what I'm looking at, because nothing is really going to be solved until we can bring business into this community. So other than that, I love the town.
Mm-hmm.
My wife brought me here against my will. She was born and raised here, and the mother and father were born and raised here. She had a cousin that was mayor of Bisbee and a cousin that was on the city council, Sherry Yawida. I don't know how many of you were Sherry. But,
where are you from?
Originally from Buffalo, New York, and I moved to California on my 16th birthday, and I moved to Bisbee, and I won't even get into that birthday, but
okay.
That was 2010.
Okay. So. Thanks, George. I appreciate it.
You know, you do what you can. So.
Sure. Thank you.
Councilmember Hansen.
Good evening, George. Do you mind if I call you George, since that's all I know you as?
Joan and I are in the community, Chiricahua Community Health Center Board of Directors, and the museum.
And I've seen you function on both of them.
Thank you.
But we won't go into that. What skills and attributes do you think make you the right person for this position?
Well, I'm a businessman. I'm aware of all of the business activities that you need. I'm quite conversant with finances and anything in the area of that. I was a money raiser. I also was president of two foundations, bringing in money that was to private organizations. But I think I would bring the same business acumen to the city council. So I hope that answers you.
Thank you.
Councilmember Dowdy.
Good evening.
Good evening.
What do you hope to accomplish for Bisbee if you are chosen to be counselor for Ward 1?
I guess what I hope to accomplish with that, first of all, I work well with others. I'm a team player, and again, I would like to be able to bring my business mind to the city council, and whatever I can do, again, addressing the city's problems. So I hope that answers you. I call you Shirley. I'm George.
Sure.
So, okay.
Councilmember Klein.
Hi, Mr. Cullinan.
Hi.
The city of Bisbee is a charter city. Have you familiarized yourself with the city charter?
I'm aware of charter. I have not familiarized myself with the Bisbee charter, but I'm well aware of charter cities and the significance of a charter city. So, but I have to answer your question. I have not.
Thank you.
If I'm appointed to the council, I certainly will.
Thank you.
Councilmember Dunn.
Thank you for being a candidate. What prior experience would have you had working with the city of Bisbee or the city council?
Well, like I said, I'm on the board of directors of the museum, the mining museum, and I'm on the board of directors of the Chiricahua Community Health Center. I have not worked with the city council, but I am quite active and, you know, in those other organizations. I'm a former Rotarian and all of that. So.
Okay, Mr. Cullerman, my question is, what do you believe is the most important issue facing the city of Bisbee, and why might you think that?
The most important issue facing Bisbee is money, period. I mean, I can't make it any simpler than that, and we've got to bring in some kind of economic enhancement to this city, whether we create businesses or bring businesses to this community. That's really what my whole goal would be.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. We want to thank you for applying, Mr. Cullerman, for this city council position. I personally think it's quite noble of people that want to serve their city, serve their community. So once again, from the entire council, thank you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. That concludes our questioning.
Do we stick around or do we?
Well, that's certainly up to you. I suppose if I was in one of your three positions, I would stick around, but it's up to you.
Okay, it's just that it's my anniversary tonight, so when I leave here, I have to take go. The better
half off. Go home.
We have carrier pigeons to let you know.
No, okay. Thank you.
Have a nice anniversary.
Thank you.
Well, without further conversation, we will go to item number 3, discussion of possible approval of a motion to go into executive session to discuss and consider the appointment of a council member for the vacant Ward 1 council position as authorized by ARS 38-431.03A1. Do we have a motion?
I move that we... Second.
We have a motion and a second to go into executive session. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. We will now go into executive session. Do we have a motion?
I move that we come out of executive session.
We have a motion and a second to come out of the executive session. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. We are now out of executive session. Item number 4, discussion of possible approval of the appointment of the council member for the vacant ward council position. Do we have a motion?
I move that we accept and, excuse me while I read the actual... Discussion and possible approval of appointment. Here we go. I move that we approve the appointment of Frank Davis as council member from vacant Ward 1 position.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to appoint Frank Davis as the council member for the Ward 1 position. On this item, Ms. Coronado, I need a roll call vote.
Council Member Connors?
Aye.
Council Member Hansen?
Aye.
Council Member Dowdy?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Dunn?
Aye.
Mayor Gertney?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Do we have a motion?
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to
Mayor,
adjourn.
I want to express appreciation for all the candidates that we've had here this evening. It was a very tough choice, and I appreciate those who applied, and I look forward to working with Mr. Davis.
We have a motion and a second. We have a motion and a second to adjourn. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. This meeting is adjourned.